Ready to launch your business? Get started with the commerce platform made for entrepreneurs. Shopify is specially designed to help you start, run, and grow your business with easy customizable themes that let you build your brand. Marketing tools that get your products out there, and that's just the beginning. From startups to scale-ups, online, in person, and on the go. Shopify is made for entrepreneurs like you. Shopify, your all-in-one commerce platform.
Sign up for your $1 a month trial at shopify.com.au/listen.
You're listening to SBS News.
Well, I think what we found is that dads are now going through this dual identity as they navigate this transition into fatherhood. The age-old ideas of being a provider and a protector remain, as do this notion of being a caregiver, being a nurturer. Things that my father and my grandfather, you know, didn't have to grapple with. Now it's, we want you to be everything. We want you to be present. We want you to be more than a bath time dad in many ways. And it's beautiful. It's something that men really want to lean into. It's really important to them. They're telling us that it matters more to them than their career success. They love being present. They love telling their kids how much they mean to them. But as a result, it also means that they are struggling with their own health and well-being. And so we need to be taking that opportunity when they're going through that period of transition to reach out and look after them.
The report found that one in four fathers rated their physical or mental health as fair or poor. What are the mental health and physical health challenges that men face when becoming fathers for the first time?
As a new dad myself, I can tell you the sleep deprivation really hits hard. And it means that your nutrition, your exercise, your social life really take a back seat in many ways as you try to understand how to fit in all of these new priorities when your child arrives. And there are very few supports to actually help dads get through that journey. There are, you know, very little conversations happening within community to try and wrap around dads at that time. And that's why many of them are struggling with their mental health, their physical health, and social isolation as well.
We know that postnatal depression is a fact for men as well, but it is not talked about enough. What can you tell us about how postnatal depression does affect men?
It's insidious, and it's really something that we aren't focusing on enough. Current data shows that about 1 in 10 men are going to be experiencing postnatal depression when having a child. I think that that's a massive underestimation. There is a real lack of conversation about what it looks like to become a dad and the pressures that exist. It is beautiful. It's joyful. It's so, you know, heart expanding in many ways for so many men. And yet it is also a real crunch on their time, their identity shifts. They have to work out how they're going to provide and be the breadwinner in many instances as well in very financially uncertain times. So depression, especially in men, looks and sounds really different potentially to what we're expecting, and we need to make sure that the conversations are looking out for that.
What actually went into getting the information that is now in this report? Who did you speak to? Who did you reach out to?
Well, we had 1,200 dads from across Australia speak to us. It's a representative sample. We made sure to actually get lots of cold men. We had Indigenous men. We made sure to actually understand what is going on in their lives. That's what we try and do at Movember. We don't talk at men, we talk with men. And so the aim of this report really is to get a glimpse into their experiences and their lives. And to move forward, we really want to actually engage with lots of different groups and, you know, ask them what matters to them and try and create the change that they need. I think the really unique thing was that so many men, almost 50% of men, told us that they really want to father differently to how they were fathered. And it wasn't a condemnation necessarily of, you know, what happened in their childhood. It was more a realisation that times have changed. And they don't actually have a guidebook of how to do this, a manual of what it looks like, because they didn't witness it or experience it themselves. So I'm hoping that new dads can band together and create this new fatherhood together.
What kind of forums do you envision or suggest for fathers to support each other?
Well, we have this idea that men don't seek help. And in fact, fathers are present. They are there. They're putting up their hand. They're willing and able to be connected with. Whether it's grassroots community groups like dad groups, you know, my wife immediately got thrown into a number of council-run women's health groups. There was nothing for me as a new dad. And I think that that's just a missed opportunity. Dads are there. They are sitting in the consultations we should actually maybe just look them in the eye and ask them how they're going. And that's what our report found. 3 in 5 men were not asked during pregnancy or the first 12 months of their child's life how their mental health was. And I think that that's, you know, just not good enough.
You're in Canberra talking about this. What do you want to see done federally, and what kind of support are you seeing federally at the moment?
We're seeing huge support. We had a number of MPs from across the aisle really talking to us about the importance of fatherhood. You know, it's an incredible leveraging point to connect with men. You can connect with their families, their children. You start to see intergenerational impacts. It is violence prevention, it's suicide prevention, it's family health and well-being. It's a no-brainer in our eyes. And the three things we're asking for are routine mental health checks for dads. They're there. Let's ask them how they're going. Secondly, we want practitioners to be trained in what to look for and how to engage with men when they come in as new dads, because at the moment they're really not connecting with them in the ways that they should. And the third is for those community grassroots-run dads groups to really gain funding to you know, proliferate across the country and really connect with men in their times of need. Front of mind for us moving forward is to advocate for increased parental leave for dads. We know that when they are present, when they have that time to connect with a newborn and are actually present and understand the complexities of it, it has massive flow-on effects, you know, ripple effects across the family. The mum, you know, her health and well-being improves as well. And what we know is that dads really benefit from that, and it actually doesn't have these dire ramifications, this stigma around how it's going to impact their work. That doesn't tend to happen. We need to get rid of that stigma. We need to make sure that dads feel supported to take the leave when it exists, and we need to continue to push government to increase the amount of leave that dads can have.
Or what message do you have to those dads, or, you know, potential new dads out there listening to this? Do you think it's helpful for them to hear this sort of language and these conversations?
Modern-day fatherhood is a very complex journey, typically filled with what not to do. I'm hoping that this report and our conversations in Canberra today are going to tell men that they are not alone, that this journey is difficult, and they can walk it alongside us and many other organisations who are going to try and support them with better systems and structures, because heaping more responsibility on a man who's already trying to, you know, put food on the table, get to sleep at night, you know, put clothes on his kid, like, it's a really complex ask, and we should make sure that the health system, the education system, you know, the community grassroots organisations are out there to support them.
Did you know that your Wi-Fi router could be limiting your internet speeds, especially if it's more than 5 years old? For setup tips on how to get the best out of your NBN connection, visit nbn.com.au/checkyoursetup.